Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Daf Lamed, Yuma 30, pagination page 59, towards the bottom of the page, about 13 lines up from the bottom, a new Mishnah. Ein Odom Nichnas La'azara La'avoda Afilu Tahar. A person cannot enter the Beis HaMikdash to do the service, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, even if he's Tahar, Ad Sheyitbol, until he goes to Mikvah. Even though halachically he should not require Mikvah, because he already went to Mikvah if he had some reason to do so. But before he comes in to do the avoda, it's required that he goes to mikveh. The Gemara will explain why. That represents the first going to mikveh, the first tevilah, which the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur. There are a total of five, as the Mishnah tells us, chamish tevilos, five times going to mikvah, va'asara kiddushin, and 10 times kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, from the kiyar to wash his hands and feet. Tovel kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom, the kohen gadol does on Yom Kippur. V'kulen ba'kodesh al beis ha'parva, and all of them were in the location of the beis ha'parva. Chutz mizu bilvad, except for this first one, which was the same as anybody coming in to do the avoda, and that could be done b'chol, it could be done outside of the Beis HaMikdash proper. As we'll see in a moment, it was necessary to be done, but it wasn't part of the actual process of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Shalduas ben Zoma, they asked ben Zoma, Tevila Zulama, what is the function of this first Tevila? Omalehem, he told them, it's logical. Oma hamishana mi kodesh lekodesh, omi makam sha'anush kares, lemakam sha'anush kares. When a person changes from one kodesh place to another kodesh place, from a place that's kares level to another place that's kares level, all of this is referring to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, where we learn that when he changes his garments from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zahav and back again, he always does a Tevila, Ta'un Tevila. Hamishana mechol lekodesh umimakam she'inon nishkares lemakam she'on nishkares. So certainly a person who's coming into the Beis HaMikdash to begin with to do the avoda, Enodim sheta'un tevila, certainly such a person should require tevila to upgrade his status. And that's a concept that we have in going to mikvah. Sometimes it takes a person who's tamei and makes them tahar, and sometimes it's an upgrade in status. And that's Ben Zoma's approach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Sirach tevila hizu. It's an extension of tevila. It's not a real tevila. What's its function? This first tevila, and the tevila that any person who comes in to the Beis HaMikdash to do the avoda is kedei sheyizkor toma yeshana shebiyado v'yifrosh. It's to remind him about an old toma that he might have, because people generally go to mikveh when they're tamei. So he's going into the mikveh, he's going to think to himself, do I need to go to mikveh? And he'll remember that he came in contact with something that made him tamei. Something happened that made him tamei. V'yifrosh, and he'll realize from going to mikveh that even a mikveh isn't going to help him, because he'll go to mikveh and he'll still need to wait for nightfall before he's going to be tahar. So this tevila is actually serving a very interesting function. The wording of the Gemara again is kedei sheyizkor toma yeshana shebiyado, to remind him about an old toma. This tevila is really not to make him tahar, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's to be focused on the topic of toma and taira, and therefore remember if he indeed has a problem. So we have a machlokas here. Ben Zoma says that it's logical to require such a tevila, and it's more of a halachic tevila because it's an extension of the halachic tevila that the Kohen Gadol does based on a pasuk whenever he switches garments on Yom Kippur. And Ben Zoma says, certainly when you come into the Beis HaMikdash to begin with, you have to do such a tevila. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no such source to extend this to regular avoda that's limited to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the function of this first tevila is this interesting thing, Sheyizkar Tumah Yeshana Shebiyado VeYifrosh. Says the Gemara, the last words of Amud Aleph, B'mai kamifligi, what is the essential argument over here, practical level, between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Yehuda? So the first approach of the Gemara, which we're going to fall off of, but we start off by saying, Ba'achule avoda kamifligi. If you desecrate the avoda by not doing this first tevila, leben zoma machil avoda, according to Ben Zoma, that this is a very real tevila learnt from the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, so you've desecrated the avoda if you didn't do it. Rabbi Yehuda la machil avoda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's meant to be a reminder to make sure that there's no tuma of old, and he'll be reminded if there is. So if you forgot to do it, then everything turned out fine. So you didn't do the reminder, but it worked out. All's well that ends well, and it doesn't desecrate the avoda. The Gemara objects to this dramatic contrast between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Ule Ben Zoma mi machil. Ben Zoma doesn't hold that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur who doesn't go to mikveh between the garments changing, he doesn't hold that that's machil, that that desecrates the avoda. And we'll see a brisa now, but realize that if the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur is not going to desecrate if he forgets it, then the ordinary person coming in for this first tevila that we're describing, it can't be worse than the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur from which we are learning it out of. And it's not going to desecrate. V'atanya, Kohen Gadol shelo tova v'lo kiddush bin beged lebeged. If a Kohen Gadol did not go to mikvah or he didn't do the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim between garments, bin avoda l'avoda, avodosa k'sheira, the avoda works. It's still kosher. He did it what he wasn't supposed to do. He was supposed to do something, but it's still kosher. The Brisa continues and tells us, however, Echad Kohen Gadol ve'echad Kohen Hedyot shelo kiddush yadav raglav shachris v'avad avoda avodasa psula. If a person didn't do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in the morning, then his avoda is psula. That's learned from a pasuk. But again, going to mikvah, even if you hold it's supposed to be done and it's learned from the Kohen Gadol, but it's not going to be so binding that it's going to desecrate the avoda if you didn't do it. Ella, says the Gemara, L'meikim ba'asei, it's only meant to establish an asei, a mitzvah asei, kamifligi, that you're really supposed to do it halachically as a mitzvah asei, l'ven zoma koi ba'asei, and it's a violation of a mitzvah asei if you didn't do it, l'Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is the way the Rambam paskins, lo koi ba'asei, it is not a violation of an asei, instead, its function was that he should be reminded about any Tuma Yeshana that there might be. And the Rambam, in fact, words it by any person coming in to do the Avoda, that it's a Klal Haya B'Mikdash. It was a rule in the Beis HaMikdash. They established a rule that a person should go to Mikvah before doing the Avoda. Yeshe Koach, have a wonderful day.